Everyone loves starting the week off with good news. That's exactly how we begin this show, as it has been reported that Josh Proctor will be staying at Ohio State for another year.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back for another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Monday, January 23rd in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to us by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. During this episode, we will discuss what role Josh Proctor will play for the Buckeyes in 2023 and discuss the Buckeye basketball team ending their 5-game losing streak with the win over the weekend over the Iowa Hawkeyes. But before we get to any of that, over the weekend, Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch broke some news that was amazing. It made me very happy as a Buckeye fan, as Josh Proctor has been reported that Proctor will play for the Buckeyes in 2023. This is a player that going into 2022, I thought that was going to be his final year on the Ohio State football team. A starting safety, a player that the previous year ended a season due to a leg injury. Season got abruptly ended. And I thought Proctor, safety, new defense is a great combination, a great way for him to end his career as a Buckeye. Ultimately, game one against Notre Dame, gave up a long touchdown pass to Lorenzo Styles Jr., ended up being pulled from the field. Latham Ransom goes on the field, and Proctor played 11 games this year, but never got that spot back. And I do believe for him in this time period, for him specifically, if he decided to declare for the NFL draft and go through the pre-draft process, the pro day at Ohio State, might have gotten a combine invite. I don't think so based off his play and production in 2022, but that still could have been on the table. I think he probably would not have gotten drafted based off how things went in 2022. So this ultimately helps him in his future of being a professional football player if that is something that is on the table for him at the end of 2023. Also, it helps him in his career at Ohio State in a way that hopefully is not a loss in the final game. Hopefully it's a national championship. Hopefully he can get that sour taste of losing to the team up north during the game Thanksgiving weekend, get a Big Ten championship. He's already got one Big Ten championship under his belt. Get another one. I mean, these are things. He has multiple, actually, Big Ten championships under his belt. Go out there, get another one, get that sour taste of losing to your rival out of your mouth. Also, win the Natty. These are things on the table for Joshua Proctor as he is staying at Ohio State. The numbers in 2022, they're not amazing. 21 tackles, one and a half tackles for loss, one sack, two pass breakups in a backup role. That's not amazing. But what is amazing is the opportunity right in front of Josh Proctor. You can come in. You're a projected starter. We'll discuss what starting role and how it can help him in the very next segment of the show. But you're a projected starter. You're an experienced player. He has the opportunity. Now, this is something that may not be on his mind, but something that is on the table for him. That coveted Block O jersey, Thayer Munford, Jonathan Cooper, Cam Babb. If you think about what they mean to the Buckeye football program, Proctor is somebody that could be awarded with that jersey prior to the beginning of the 2023 season. That's something that is going to be on the table for him as well. But on the football field, he can remind not just Buckeye fans. The Buckeye fans know and they what they believe what Proctor can do. But he can remind people around the college football world, NFL scouts, executives, coaches, he can remind them that, hey, I have a future. are playing football in the National Football League. Yes, you may want to say, Jay, why not come out now? No. Coming out early, or even after 5 years, he gets to play a sixth year due to the COVID in 2020. Everybody that played or was on a roster got a free year of eligibility. He is taking advantage of that rule. But yeah, he could have come out after 5 years, but why? If you can stay and raise your draft stock and play another year with your boys, your teammates, take advantage of it. And ultimately, he may already have his bachelor's, which I would assume he does. He can get his master's as well, get it for free, and play football at Ohio State in front of 100,000 strong every time you're in the shoot. Not everybody gets that opportunity. Not everybody that plays football in college has a chance to play in front of 70,000 plus. So, being real with you, not every college football stadium is 70,000 plus in attendance every single weekend. A lot of stadiums don't have any seats available for people to play. Oregon is a stadium. I think Washington is a stadium. Those stadiums, I think, seat less than 60,000. And those are pretty good football programs. Just to show you about how special. Yeah, Ohio State football program is bigger than theirs. But also, that stadium is special. There aren't many stadiums in the sport that have over 100,000 seats if you combine the NFL and the college ranks. So think about the advantage, the attendance at the shoe, what he can do staying another year. So much on the table. But think about the leadership it provides for this team in 2023. You have a guy coming in, a transfer safety in Jahad Carter coming from Syracuse. He can be someone that is helped and aided by the experience and the leadership of Joshua Proctor. You got Lathan Ransom. He's had an injury as well. He can benefit from the leadership and experience of Joshua Proctor. What about the other guys on the defense? They can be benefited and aided by the experience of Joshua Proctor. So the team has benefited. Proctor has benefited. I think this is a wise move for him. Speaking about moving up draft boards, he can do that very thing as long as the team puts him in the right spot for him to be successful in 2023. What spot is that? Well, I have an idea about the proper role for Jahad Carter, Lathan Ransom, and Joshua Proctor the next time the Buckeyes step on the football field. We'll discuss all that coming up here next on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all on one platform. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen every day. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. It provides everything you need to know about college basketball in one place. Plus, hear from big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast. So we just talked about, and we can continue to discuss all week, about the experience and how this is a big move for the Ohio State Buckeyes. But is this the year that Proctor puts it all together? I think it is. The excitement from Perry Ileano with a text that he sent the Columbus Dispatch in regards to what his thoughts are about Proctor staying in school is amazing. He says he's excited about Josh returning, and he goes on to say he's a great teammate, phenomenal athlete, and there are team and individual goals, that he wants to accomplish. So I do think that Perry Eliano is someone, not just his position coach, but also someone that is going to help Proctor accomplish team goals and individual goals in 2023. You can only accomplish those goals if your coaches puts you in the right position every time you're on the field. This might be elementary, which it should be, but if a player is not put in the proper position on the field, it lessens his opportunity to make an impact while that player is on the field. And I do think there is a situation where sometimes in 2022, players on the defense were not put in the proper positions to make an impact. So while players were being played, you had players that were not able to make a big impact or a big enough impact or any impact at all because they were not in the proper position. So what is the proper position for Joshua Proctor with this defense? I do think Ransom and Proctor can play together. I do believe putting them in, it's two positions, clearly, because I don't think either one of those guys are going to be your nickel corner, your cover safety. I don't think they have the skill set, and trying to build that over the next 8 months, probably not wise when you already picked up a transfer who can fulfill that role as soon as he steps on campus. So when it comes to Ransom, Lathan Ransom, and Joshua Proctor, I'm putting Proctor at my free safety, and I'm putting Ransom at my strong safety. Now, I recently checked the website. Actually, I was reading an article, and it said Ransom strong, Ransom free, Proctor strong. Now, okay, you could change those, but I do think Proctor is better at that free safety spot. Better at that role. The best option for the Buckeyes playing that free safety position, and he put Ransom at strong safety. That's probably where he's going to play in the NFL. And I do think the Buckeyes, at the end of 2023, Proctor's gone automatically. I do think Ransom's gone at the end of next season. And ultimately, what are we here with? You're trying to replace two more, actually three, because I think this might be the last year for Jahad Carter as well. All three safety spots. But you want to know how to do that and how you can make it easier? If you have Proctor who stays in school and Ransom who stays in school and Jahad Carter transfer, let's say Jahad Carter is a better than Tanner McAllister at the cover safety spot. You might pick somebody else up in the portal at the end of next season. Well, let's say Proctor and Ransom play amazing football at those two safety spots. Recruits are going to come in. You might get a guy the caliber of a Caleb Downs who committed to Alabama. Many Buckeye fans said, hey, come to Columbus. Didn't happen. But then you might get a high caliber safety who comes to the school because of how well those two guys play. You also might have to be able to pick somebody up via the portal. I understand Ryan Day's hesitancy from going and not just getting four guys like he currently has from the portal, but picking up 7, 8, or 9 guys. Very interesting. You want to develop guys, but you also want to be able to pick up guys that are out there that you can add to your team in the offseason via the transfer portal. So it's very interesting. Proctor at free, Ransom at strong. Indiana game one. I believe there is a lesser opponent in game two. Notre Dame game three. I think those first two games are great games for these two guys to figure out how to play with each other once again. Now, granted, you're going to have 15 spring practices. That 15th practice is the spring game. I do believe it was announced. Let me check my calendar really quickly. The spring game is going to be April the 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I went in 2022. You might see me there in 2023. Haven't ironed those things out with my schedule just yet. But ultimately, I do think this would be a great time for the team, for the Buckeyes, to put those guys on the field together in these roles. You got a lot of time. And I do think Proctor's hunger, Proctor's leadership, And a lot of the things that I mentioned in the first segment, you know, what Perry Eliano mentioned in his text to the Columbus Dispatch in regards to Proctor staying in school, I do think that this is going to be great for him. Ryan Day, Jim Knowles, all the defensive coaches, they would love for players in Proctor's position to consider more often, and not to consider, not saying they don't consider, but to stay in school. I mean, you ultimately would love it. For example, CJ Stroud could stay at Ohio State for another season. I think everybody has realized this is a great time for him to go to Ohio State, to the NFL. The money aspect is greater. I will tell you this. He ain't got to take no more classes. It's someone that didn't like going to school. If I ain't got to take classes anymore and I can still, and I can play football and make meal, hey, sign me up for that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. I'm here for it. So Stroud going to the NFL is great, but ultimately, if Ryan Day, Corey Dennis, as Buckeye team was able to still have CJ Stroud going into 2023, let's say he didn't decide to go to the NFL and decided to stay at Ohio State and play one more year. Think about what's going to happen with Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Abuka, Julian Fleming, Cade Stover staying in school, Henderson, Mayan Williams, Evan Pryor, let's say he gets healthy, Dallin Hayton, Chip Traynor. I mean, that running back room is going to be loaded with talent. Think about if Stroud could put all these guys in a great position. It's huge. They would love it. You would love it. They would also love Joshua Proctor and the opportunity he has to stay in school. They have it right in front of them. Just put him in the proper position, proper area for that young man to be successful while he's on the football field, and I believe they will. I do believe I know why the Buckeyes ended their 5-game losing streak. It was a big win. I believe the final score is 93-77 over the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday. Let's discuss what went down as the Buckeyes ended that losing streak and hope to get on a winning streak as they play Illinois on Tuesday. We'll discuss what happened on Saturday right here next on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Billiards Plus. Billiards Plus has the best selection of pool tables, game tables, shuffleboard tables, and more. And the best service in Central Ohio. Billiards Plus also can set you up with a brand new top-of-the-line grill that will last for generations. We all know how hard it is with the supply chain issues this year and getting certain things shipped on time. So when it comes to ordering that one big gift for someone you love, check out Billiards Plus and get there early this year. It is a gift the whole family will enjoy year-round. Billiards Plus carries the best pool tables from Brunswick, Alhassan, Canada, Billiards, and more. Plus, top-of-the-line grills from PK, Napoleon, Memphis, and LaGriddle. That will be the last grill you own. Seriously, these grills stand the test of time. No matter the season, Billiards Plus has you covered for all your indoor and outdoor entertainment needs. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. Check them out at billiards-plus.com. Billiards Plus, family owned and operated for generations. Sports betting is now legal in Ohio, and Locked On has the perfect show to help new in-season gamblers. Download and subscribe to Locked On Bets for daily picks and analysis wherever you get your fine podcast. So your Ohio State Buckeyes play some basketball games. A 5-game stretch, and they lost 5 games in a row. And let me tell you, during that stretch, a loss to Nebraska, a loss to Minnesota, teams that the Buckeyes have more talent than found a way to beat the Buckeyes. And it wasn't just the fact that the Buckeyes struggle to close out games. It was the fact that they were playing some sloppy basketball. And ultimately, I do believe that – I'm not going to say that was a turning point in the season on Saturday that went against Iowa, who had won 4 games in a row. But I do believe that could be the start of what took place and what could come the rest of the season. Ultimately, I do think that game, what was it, on That game against Nebraska on the 18th, a few days prior to the game against Iowa, I think that loss may have been the turning point because there was a players-only meeting prior to that game, and then you come out and play sloppy basketball, you lose to Nebraska. I think those two things combined in that loss could have been what propelled the offensive firepower in the output that we got on Saturday. So, yes, even in a loss, there could be a turning point over that time period. I think we got that, part of that, on Saturday. In Saturday's game, that Ohio State showed glimpses of the offense that we got earlier in the season. It showed that they knew how to play the basketball. And when you get contributions from veteran players and your leading scorer in Bryce Sensabaugh, and a lot of your points come from the paint, which is what Ohio State needs with this roster, there's a good chance they're going to win the game. A 16-point win, it's great. But what else goes into that? Lee, the Buckeyes shot 60% from the field in the second half. For the game, they shot 56% from the field. That was huge. They also hit half of their three-point shots. Now, they're not one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, but when they're making 8 of the 16 threes that they made, one, they were open. Sean McNeil hit a couple. He didn't start, had a dental emergency that he did not start in this game, came off the bench, and I think that was a great role for him. Ice Likely was in there, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. I mean, he was locked in. Didn't start the season off very hot from the field, shooting the basketball, scoring the basketball. That all turned around this past weekend, and that may have been a turning point for him because he had to miss some time due to a family matter, missed 4 games due to that. Remember how I talked about how the Buckeyes had a lot of points in the paint? The Buckeyes scored 50 points in the paint in this game. They also won the rebound battle, +8 in that category. Now, that kind of shocks me because that's not really the Buckeyes that are going to do that. They're not really a team that's going to battle in that way on the boards. But if you're +8 in that category, 50 points in the paint are scored, you hit half of the threes, 8 of the 16 threes, you make 8 of 16 threes that you shot, you're shooting 56% from the field. A lot of things going in your way with those numbers, and the other team better be doing some things even better than that. They're going to have to be able to beat you in a contest when you're playing like that. Ice Likely, 18-10-7. Zed Key, still nursing a sprained shoulder. He rolled his ankle at the end of the game when he came down after a dunk. He had 11-9 in this game. He was back in the starting lineup. Bryce Sensabaugh, 27-5. I mean, this guy, a walking bucket. And let me tell you this right now. I haven't said many things about him. I think he's more ready for the NBA right now than Malachi Branham was a year ago. A one and done last year in Branham. I do think Bryce Sensabaugh, when it comes to being one and done, I think Bryce Sensabaugh has the capability of being one and done right now. Who knows what he's going to do at the end of the season? Who knows what Chris Holtman may advise him to do? Who knows any of those things? But Bryce Sensabaugh, to me, is more pro-ready, is a more pro-ready body, more pro-ready game. He's more of a gamer. He's more of a walking bucket than Malachi Branham was at this point last season. And I would not be shocked. Hey, This brother right here could be a lottery pick coming up in the upcoming NBA draft based off how well he has played this year. 27 points? Buddy, not everybody does that. But then you got contributions. Justice Suing did not start, 10 points. Sean McNeil did not start, 10 points. Felix Okpara, 6 points. Contributions from everybody. The vets that have been on the team for a while, the transfers, the freshmen, everybody got involved. That's how you should play every single week, every single game. Let's see if this happens once again tomorrow as the Buckeyes go on the road to Champaign, Illinois to play the Fighting Illini. It feels good to be back with you guys on a Monday. We will discuss more about the NFL draft. I might try to work in a Stevens and Friends every Friday, myself and one of the somebody I've connected with via this podcasting game and the media, or someone that covers, might get Dan Hope here on a Friday. But we might just tackle different topics that would be fun for an entire show, like we did this past Friday with my guy Mike Cagley of Big Sports Radio. You guys love the show. I've seen the numbers on the YouTube. You guys will love that. Let's get more of those topics on a Friday to close the week out strong. As always, you can find me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast.